You are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS and Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
And I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times building in the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. Today on the program, the dean of the... Matt, the soda you just opened. Be careful. It's precariously close to the board. Matt. If you pour it on there, it may short-circuit the board, and then maybe there'll be some alternate type show sent to our listeners, and they'll think that we're doing some type of stupid April Fool's joke. No, stop. Oh, my God. Oh, God. There it's happening. People are going to think it's a lame parody show.
Sorry, boss.
Kick-ass, it's the Danger Zone. You're talking, you got Ken and Ken here with my, I'm the Deuce here with my co-pilots, Scotso and the Dork.
Don't call me that.
All right. Oh, come on, don't call me that.
Oh, it's a file HR complaint. Boo-boo.
All right, Dork, turn the music down. All right, so, as you know, we're doing the show from Nanny, York City, where the nanny state is one more they've just instituted because of the Sandinista we elected in this city a couple of months ago. Now there is paid sick leave. So welcome to Nanny York City, where your beers are going to cost like $14 and your mozzarella sticks are going to be you're going to have to get a mortgage out to take them if you want to, you know, one tray of mozzarella sticks. And so this is what I'm thinking we got to do, because our freedom is being taken away and we're having to pay for it wherever you go, you buy a mozzarella stick or whatever. So if you're sick and you work at one of these places that are now where you do not have the freedom, okay, because the government has mandated that you don't have to go to work, I'm telling everybody who hears this, if you're sick, go into work. Just to show that the government cannot tell you that you can get a paid sick day.
I expect and I hope to see people coughing in my coffee regularly.
Yeah.
As a result of this protest.
Definitely. You should go in. You should be sick. You should, if you got, you know, you got to blow your nose, blow it on the food. Blow
no
it on
hard
the food.
Feelings.
Show them that you're a free person.
I'm not in this new America where a little bit of cough or sneezing on my food makes me sick, or I need alfalfa sprouts on my mozzarella sticks. Okay? This is a traditional America here.
So, meanwhile, The reason why probably so many people are getting sick now in Nanny York City is because it's April 1st, and of course, it's still cold out. So what happened to global warming? Anybody?
The sounds of crickets in the liberal establishment.
Right.
But they're going to still keep going after their freedom.
How's this sounds of crickets? I thought all the animals were going to die. Right? But the crickets are still around because I guess maybe there's no global warming.
Yeah, let me tell you, a little bit warm weather and the crickets go away. I ain't got a problem with that.
Yeah, and meanwhile, a bunch of scientists come out who are making all their money off of global warming, and they come out and say, oh, hey, we're going to have problems. There's going to be fires. What? There were never fires before global warming? There were never wars before global warming? There were never famines before global warming? Oh, yeah, I remember all those SUVs driving around Ireland. Right? When the potato famine hit, the reason why all those Irish people had to leave is because there were so many SUVs around.
Yeah. Ford Broncos took it all away. SUVs in biblical times, too.
Yeah, yeah. There was. Yeah. I remember there was 40 days or there was a huge flood, and that was because of all the SUVs around, and then the SUVs apparently couldn't drive onto Noah's thing. I haven't seen the movie, but that's.
There were too many pathfinders. Yeah.
Okay, so it is also just a reminder, it is day 1017 before anybody took any accountability for Benghazi. It's also day 1400 and before anybody took any accountability for Fast and Furious as we're selling guns to Mexicans. Also, day 900 of the IRS scandal, all of which, of course, they just rolled out so you wouldn't pay attention to Benghazi. That worked. Day 1200 of Shirley Sherrod.
Like she should get a pass. Everybody said that. Everybody, even guys on Fox, they backed down. The whole videotape came out. They said, yeah, everything Shirley Sherrod said about white people, fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Don't even worry about it.
If she was white and she said that, then of course she'd have to be fired.
Oh, she'd be at a secret UN prison.
Yeah.
That's where she'd be.
Okay. It's also day 1200 of the stimulus. I mean, these are approximate days because we couldn't. Day 1500 of Agenda 21. They've already started to come to get the guns. Every day in New York City, it's like another traffic because they've got, I don't know, people coming from Korea or whatever it is because they're trying to take our guns. Also, ACORN, Navigators, Muslim Brotherhood, Death Panels, Kenyan Socialists, and Obama's half-brother. Nobody's talking about that in the media.
All of a sudden, the only black guy they don't want to hear from in the mainstream media, Obama's half-brother.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, oh, wait, there's a black guy we don't want to listen to.
Right.
Him, what? Alan Keyes, and Herman Cain. Why are they the only blacks that get this?
Yeah, respect? And Dr. Carlson. I mean, that's it.
Well, Dr. Carlson's a very special man.
Yeah. I mean, if maybe if Obama's half-brother, maybe if his mom had a child and she was white, but we hear from him all the time.
Yeah.
Doubt
maybe.
It. Doubt
maybe.
It. All right, so those are approximate days because we didn't have all of them, but the Benghazi one I think is pretty close. I mean, it feels like it. That's the point.
The day we don't even have is the day that they planned Benghazi because we don't even have the answers yet.
I can't tell what day it is because of all the global warming. All right, so
exactly.
We got to take a break. We're going to be talking later in the program. Today is supposedly the supposed day that you have to enroll for Hussein Obamacare.
And Hussein Care.
Hussein Care. Today is supposedly the thing. And supposedly there are 200 million people have signed up for Hussein Care. Or whatever, probably 400 million, right? I mean, we only have 300 million in the country, probably 400 million. But we got to take a break. We're going to talk to Tina Duppy. She is a syndicated columnist, and she's basically advocating that we should persecute Christians. So,
unless they're Muslims, of course.
Right. Well, they wouldn't be Muslims if they were Christians. Okay, we'll be right back. You listen to the Ken, Ken, and Ken show with the Deuce, Scotzo, and the Dork.
Don't call me that.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. The Ken and Ken Show. I'm the Deuce. I got my co-pilots, Scotso and the Dork. And on the phone is syndicated columnist Tina Dupuy? Tina?
Dupuy. How's it, dude? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on. You're always a good sport, and it's always good to hear from the other side, as if you don't have the opportunity to go on mainstream media, the lamestream media all the time anyways. But what else? So you, in one of your columns, have written that basically you're okay with Christians being persecuted in America.
No, I was refuting the claim that Christians are being persecuted in America. They seem to say that a lot, but there's persecution means that people are actually doing mean things to you, not just you exaggerating claims about the way you're treated. Christians in this country are treated quite well since they're, you know, the majority.
It's just interesting that you say they.
As opposed to...
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, I was just pointing that out. But, okay, let's
dude, you're a Christian, right?
Well,
so
look.
So we, when you talk about it, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I think we
you're
all are.
You're a good church-going
to
man.
A certain extent, we all are if we're all Americans.
To a degree, we're American, at least hopefully, right, Tina?
I mean, you
right,
can agree
so,
you're an American,
so,
right?
So the dude, you're agreeing with me that Christians cannot be persecuted if we live in a Christian nation. It's just it's not possible to be the majority and the victim at the same time.
Tina,
okay.
You just made my point.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, that's you're trying to twist words.
No, I appreciate your agreeing with me. I think that where this is a real move forward for the two of us.
Well, so you're saying that it's impossible for Americans to be persecuted.
I'm saying it's impossible for them to be the majority and the victim at the same time.
Well, okay. Well, let me ask you this then. Who owns the media?
There are many, many people who own the media.
Okay.
There are a lot of public
Bingo.
Corporations
there you
who
go.
Own the media.
All right. So what is happening in this country? Let's take for a moment, okay, what happened to this company that did not want to be forced to provide, you know, all sorts of contraceptive care so that their female employees can have sex all the time, but that's against their religion, and you say you're okay with that.
I'm saying that I have to pay for tons of things which I disagree with. I have to pay for war. I have to pay for politicians' salary who I find to be corrupt and amoral, and that's what happens when you live in a society. You have to have something... you have to, you know, pay and participate in things that you could possibly not agree with. It's called compromise and ultimately democracy.
Okay,
so
well, so
the,
you're saying that
lobby.
Christians should compromise on their religion. And then you're also saying that to let girls have all the sex they want is the same thing as having politicians and having an army.
Well, the dude, let's put it this way. It's a free country. Wouldn't you want women to be able to do what they want in a free country? Do you want the government or their employer regulating what a woman can do with her own body?
Can a woman have sex even if she's not getting free pills?
Most of what you just said ended up as beeps on the telephone. What?
Can a woman have sex if she's not getting sugar daddy pills from somebody else?
Yes, but that's not the point. The
oh,
point
okay, so you do have freedom to have sex
the
all the time
that
you
there
want.
The point is that there would be a fairness and an equality in all women getting the same health care, regardless of who her employer is. That's the reform that came under Obamacare, that we can't be denied from one insurance because of a pre-existing condition. There has to be some fairness in the insurance industry, and having no pay or no cost preventive services is one of them, and preventive services is birth control.
Why is it that liberals always want to make things fair all the time?
Yeah, it's kind of the downfall of being a liberal. Instead of there being the elite and everybody else fighting over the scrap, we would like to see a little more people doing better.
So how come you don't propose that Hussein Obamacare forces employers to pay for guys' rubbers?
Well, rubbers aren't covered, but penis pumps are covered, and certainly Viagra is covered.
Okay, well, that's a medicine.
Right. Well, so is pregnancy. Ask anybody who's ever tried to.
So you do admit this is abortion.
No, absolutely not. And that's the other thing with the Hobby Lobby case is that what they are saying is basically bad science. They're saying that Plan B is a chemical cousin of RU-46, the abortion pill, which is completely inaccurate. They're saying that they're chemically similar, but, you know, arsenic is chemically similar to peaches. It doesn't make it the same thing.
I love how liberals get to choose and pick what they like for science, right? Like, supposedly the Earth is getting warmer, even though the past 10 years have not been the warmest years on Earth. But then when you have other science you don't like, you call it bad science. Hold on. Scotso wants to ask you a question.
Hey, Tina, Scotso here. I got a quick question for you. Changing tracks a little bit. Would you say you hate America or dislike America?
Why is that funny?
I don't understand what's funny about the question.
And when am I going to quit beating my wife?
So you're beating your lesbian wife as well, Tina. I didn't realize that.
What do you guys?
So I guess spousal abuse amongst lesbians is funny for liberals.
Clearly, we're all on board. We're all a part of the cabal.
So I don't understand. If you're gay, why do you need contraception?
It depends on what kind of gay you're talking about, but there are other medical needs or other medical uses for the pill. I mean, I don't need to get into an anatomy course with you guys, right? Some women use it.
We'll take an anatomy course, no problem.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You probably need one. But
yeah.
It is science.
Yeah, I went to public school. Probably I do.
Just a heads up. I know you guys aren't big on the science, but that's what anatomy has to do with, you know.
Okay, well, then let me ask you this. How come we can't just sing Christmas songs in the schools?
What was that? Can't sing Christmas cards what?
How come we can't sing Christmas songs in the schools?
I'm pretty sure you can.
I don't think you can. Not in this day and age.
I'm pretty sure you can't.
Well, okay, you see, that's just, it's deny, deny, deny. I mean, here's the point, is that in this country, if you are a Christian and you want to get together with a bunch of your classmates in school and sing songs about Jesus, then you're not allowed to do it. How is that not persecution?
People disagreeing with you or relegating religion to non-public institutions has nothing to do with persecution. Actual persecution has to do with taking away rights, with subjugating people, with, in some cases, executing people for their beliefs, heresies, tortures for a religious belief. Persecution is not the same as slightly disagreeing with someone.
Well,
I think that's now, a little bit. When you say that you're persecuted, when you're actually just have someone who has a difference of opinion, you're basically belittling everybody who has ever actually been persecuted. Every time Obama is called a dictator, for example, it's really giving a pass to true monsters like Kim Jong-un.
Right, who also persecute Christians. And so in your perfect world, okay, everybody just celebrates Kwanzaa, and then when anybody of faith has a problem because they're offended because they have to watch TV and see all this gay stuff shoved down their throats all the time. They get it at school. You're bringing it up on this program about lesbians just thrown down our throats. Then all of a sudden, we have our First Amendment's rights taken away because we can't say that's wrong.
Here, dude, check this out. If you believe in the First Amendment, which you do, right? You believe in the First Amendment and freedom of speech.
Of course.
Right?
Of course, because
I
believe in America.
Part of, right. Exactly. So part of the First Amendment is not just you being able to start off whatever you want and having that be having immunity with your speech. Part of free speech is listening to offensive speech and things that you disagree with and being okay with the government not regulating that speech.
Oh, so this is
being
the
okay
First Amendment.
With people saying other things is actually a part of free speech.
So this is the First Amendment no longer applies to white men thing you're talking about now.
I got two words for you if that's the case. Duck Dynasty. Duck Dynasty.
I will defend your right to say whatever.
Duck Dynasty.
There is
Duck
no
Dynasty.
Constitutional right to corporate sponsorship.
Okay, Duck Dynasty.
There is no constitutional right to being broadcast.
Okay, but there's also, does the word abortion come up in the Constitution? No, I don't think so. Does Kwanzaa come up in the Constitution? No, because we were born on Judeo-Christian. Why are you so angry?
But I absolutely...
Why are you so angry?
Your right to say hideous things.
Why are you so angry?
Because I'm defending your right to say hideous things. That's why.
Okay. All right.
I think that you should say offensive things all the time. Things that I disagree with. Crazy things. Ascientific things.
Well, okay.
And
all right.
You should be able to say them because it is a free country.
She lost her mind. But you know what, Tina? You got the last word.
The First Amendment is fantastic.
No, you already had it.
Wonderful day.
You already had the last word. You're going crazy. You gotta take it easy. Well, Tina, you know, I think you're a good person, even though you believe in persecuting Christians. So, you know.
Did you mute everything I said this time?
No. We didn't do that because we couldn't find the mute button.
All
right.
Right. Okay. First Amendment alive and well.
It's like peanuts, like with the wah, wah, wah. All right, Tina. But thank you, seriously. I really appreciate you coming on.
You know, I find that liberals have a lot of things to say, but a few words I didn't hear come out of her mouth. Benghazi, IRS, Fast and Furious.
Good luck with trying to persecute Christians so we don't talk about Benghazi anymore. But thanks so much for coming on. You had the last word.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye. Good.
Thanks for the debate.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, you know, look, this is the classic, this is the shucking and jiving and the gender hustling that they do. And there you go. So
this is the distortion, and you heard it from my own mouth. When lesbians are beating other lesbians, all of a sudden it's a big joke.
Right. That's a thing.
And, you know, the First Amendment should apply to, I want an abortion in the middle of Madison Square Garden. Government should pay for it. But not a white guy exercising his First Amendment
right. That's right. All right,
that's the path we're on.
We got to take a break.
Trying to take America off the respirator.
A good guest coming up. We're going to take a break. This guy, David Dayan, he wrote a piece. I mean, I'm not excited about the fact that he had to write in a foreign newspaper. But good piece that for you potties out there, I think you're going to like. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby. I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
Okay, we're back on the Ken, Ken, and Ken show. I'm the Deuce here with my co-pilots, Scotzo and the Dork.
Don't call me that.
All right. Now, on phone, Scotzo saw an article that is, I think, going to be pretty cool. People are going to enjoy it. David Dayan is the guy's name who wrote it. You wrote the piece in a foreign newspaper, David. Why did you do that?
I didn't know that that would be a problem. I have written for American publications as well.
Okay, I just saw that it was from a British paper, and I was just like wondering if this is some type of statement or something like that.
It is not a commentary on America in any way, really. It was just it's actually the U.S. version of the Guardian newspaper in Britain.
Okay. All right, don't get too highfalutin. Let's go on here.
All right, well, whatever. So, I mean, tell us about this. This is pretty exciting. Are we going to legalize it or what?
Well, we're talking about a legal program, a program called HAMP, that was put together by the administration, the Obama administration, in order to mitigate the foreclosure crisis, which we've seen over the last several years. People losing their homes and underwater on their homes. They owe more than the home is actually worth.
Okay. Wait. Okay. So I understand.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to be able to smoke it or what?
Smoke it. So you maybe think I'm talking about hemp?
Yeah, hemp.
That was what your article was about, right? That's why I pulled it.
No, hemp is something used in clothing and milk. I am talking about
no,
hemp.
No, you said there was going to be Coke bongs at Red Sox games.
No, hemp is short for the Home Affordable Modification Program. It has nothing to do with hemp or marijuana of any kind.
All right, well then, okay, what about Benghazi?
Benghazi actually does not play a role in this particular program. I can't really help you there. If you do want to know about the deficiencies in a foreclosure mitigation program, I'm your man.
Okay, does this involve like the IRS or something like that? Is this one part of the IRS scandal?
Yeah, it's not. Not really about the IRS or Benghazi or a birth certificates or anything of that nature. It does reflect pretty badly on the Obama administration. I could at least
all right, well,
help
that's
you there.
Good.
Hey, you don't need to reflect to do that. You know what
all
I'm
right,
saying?
But okay. So all right. Well then. So what? So what do you? So are you? Is this some type of, like, a gay thing, like a homosexual agenda thing, or what?
No, not really.
We just
really
need to know for full disclosure. I'm just saying, because our last guest turned out she was gay and hadn't even told us, and, of course, she doesn't like Christians.
Well, not that I would be ashamed in any way to say this, but I am not, in fact, a gay.
All right. Well, I didn't say there was a problem with it. I'm just saying full disclosure.
Yeah. Well, you intimated, you acted like there would be a problem with it.
No,
I feel like.
this is like classic. Why, like, the attacks constantly on religion, it's unbelievable. But I don't know what kind of snake oil you're selling here. You try and tell our producers about hemp, and then you come on talking about all sorts of stuff that you obviously wrote in Britain. So,
I think that was your misunderstanding and not mine. I was told to come on the program and talk about the article that I wrote. I don't know if your producers read the article, but they're certainly.
Hey, I definitely read what I read, buddy. But look, I get it. David Dayan, we should pay for gay people's houses. New government program. I understand it loud and clear.
Yeah,
that
how
wasn't
many
what we had in mind.
Programs
we booked
do you think that we should do? Like, I mean, how much should I put my kids in debt so that, you know, you can have a bigger government?
Right. Is Rick Santelli there with you? Is he feeding you these
I would
lines,
love it. If he was, he's the only one who's fighting for true Americans.
I'll tell you something. The other day I went out, actually. Rick and I actually went out and we got a little drunk, and we actually knocked over homeless people's change jars. You know how they reached out there? Uh-huh. We did a little joy run through the park, knocking people's change out of their hands.
Well, let me just ask you this. How much of my money do you want to give to other people?
Right. It's not about giving. Well, first of all, it's better in the long run to prevent foreclosures. It's better for the economy, better for your property values. If people don't fall into foreclosure, if they can afford.
You know what's really good for that? It's called the free market. And so.
That's true.
There you go.
Maybe you gave, would your gay friends like to come in my house and make a sandwich in my kitchen? Like, where does it stop?
I think, well, you can have the last word.
I can. Oh, well, I appreciate you having me on to
all right, good stuff.
Talk about this.
Good stuff. I had to cut him off because he was getting to he was getting
all they get so emotional. They can't have rational conversations.
Like you can't have like just a one-to-one conversation with them. It's unbelievable. But we do have to pay the bills because here we believe in the free market and you should too. In fact, after a bull run that lasted nearly a decade, we watched as gold sank 27%. Dropping to a basement bargain price of $1,200 an ounce. This drop prompted many experts to predict that gold rally was over. Wrong. If you did that, I feel bad for you because we've seen recently with gold's 10.4% rise this year, these experts are eating their words. Right now, if you get into WIAM today, you can lock in your spot from gold's coming 67% price surge. If you put in $2,000, for every $2,000, that means you make $68,000. So go to breakyourpiggybank555.com. That's breakyourpiggybank555.com. Use the coupon code DEUCEADVANTAGE. You get a free how to buy gold through breakyourpiggybank555.com investor guide, which will show you how to buy gold through breakyourpiggybank555.com and a free replica of an actual gold doubloon that could be worth thousands in several years from this time if it goes right. So, moving on to other things, Obama, and this is fairly obvious, I don't think I'm telling something people don't know, but this is proof positive of this. Apparently, the Obama administration has infiltrated all TV programs. I got this as an exclusive from WorldNet Daily. The Obama administration may be strategically writing its agenda into your favorite television shows. Okay, and we all knew this was happening. Here's proof. Last week on WorldNet Daily, there was a video of Valerie Jarrett, who is Obama's number one advisor. She's in on the whole Agenda 21
thing. She grew up in Iran. I think it's important to mention.
She's also very heavily tied to the Muslim Brotherhood and was on the ground with Guns and Furious, Fast and Furious, sorry. And so this is a quote. That's part of why I'm in L.A. I'm meeting with writers of various TV shows and movies to try to get it, speaking of Obamacare, Hussein Obamacare, into the scripts. So then Garth Kant from WorldNet Daily found this. The March 10th episode of TNT's Dallas featured a plot in which the main character, Bobby Ewing, conspires with the Sierra Club to highlight the purported plight of the Lesser Prairie Chicken to stop fracking on the South Fork Ranch. 17 days later, the Obama administration U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced it had listed Lesser Prairie Chicken as a threatened species. So there you have it. Proof positive. Basically, the Obama administration is writing all the dramas and comedies.
No wonder things have been so bad recently. Everybody's gone. I thought at least those guys knew how to write a script.
Yeah.
They can't even do that anymore. But I'll tell you, you know what you're telling me early in the office? You're telling us how, you know, freedom's been dying. And with this Obamacare, with Hussein Care and everything else, I think, you know, we might be at the point where we're just, it's dead. It's not dying anymore.
That's the thing I wanted to talk about today, too, is that today is the supposed deadline. I say supposed because, of course, there is no deadlines because the dictator can do whatever he wants, essentially.
Hey, bisexual Dominican ladies, you want another couple of weeks? Yeah, no problem.
That's
Hobby
right.
Lobby, you got to pay for girls to have sex.
Right.
Same old, same old.
There it is. If you're in any way a Democrat or if you're a tree hugger or anything else, you can have forever for when you don't even have to. Mandates off for you. But for the rest of us, Hussein-a-care is this is supposedly the last day, and there's supposedly 9 million people who signed up for this supposed health care, which we know is hurting America. Let's listen. And this is, you can hear two things here, okay? One, here is the lamestream media, NPR, the liberal NPR, with American hero and patriot Jim Moore, who is from Colorado, going on, just simply saying, I don't want to be part of this. And then listen how the Obama administration regime has bought this NPR host and the tongue lashing she gives this guy. Play this sound.
It's here and now. Today is the last day for many for open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act. At last check, sign-ups were nearing the 7 million goal. In a minute, NPR's Julie Rovner on some last-minute questions. But first, a recent Gallup poll shows 36% of Americans without insurance plan to pay the fine rather than sign up. Some say they can't afford it. But Jim Moore of Denver, Colorado, represents another reason. He joins us from the studios of Colorado Public Radio. Jim, why are you not signing up?
Well, there's several reasons. The first one is I just feel it's wrong for the government to force us to buy a product that we don't necessarily want or need. As you know, Obamacare has all the bells and whistles, and some people don't need all the bells and whistles.
So this is a political decision on your part, that you don't feel the government should ask you to purchase something?
Yes, yep. Yes, it is. And there's a number of other surrounding factors.
Let's get to that those in a second. But do you pay taxes into Social Security and Medicare?
Oh, yes, I do.
And isn't that somewhat the same thing?
No, I don't see how it's the same thing.
Well, you know, the government is requiring that you pay into a program.
No, that's the purpose of Social Security and Medicare taxes is to fund the Social Security program. And I don't really see the similarity there.
Well, some would, just that it's, you know, the government asking people to pay into a large pool of health care. But we hear that you are opposed to what is different, which is the purchasing of a certain kind of insurance. Will you have any health insurance?
At the moment, I haven't really solved my own problem. For instance, I just got sick here a couple weeks ago, so I just went to the local ER and... So I'll have a $250 bill there, which is fine. I will pay that. But as we started out and said, I'm just opposed on philosophical grounds.
So you're willing to forego insurance thinking, what, that you'll be able to take the gamble and pay for coverage when you need it?
Yes, exactly. I have been blessed with good health. And so, I mean, if I have to go to the ER once or even twice a year, that's, what, about $500? I'll be still way ahead.
Well, what about when that changes? Because no one ever expects to get hit by a truck or have a heart attack or be diagnosed with cancer. In that case, your coverage will be paid for by other Americans and by hospitals and doctors, either in, you know, Medicaid, if you have to go there, or by going to the emergency room and having somebody cover hundreds of thousands of dollars, not $250.
Well, the fact remains... This is not a good law. It's a jobs killer. Obama and the Obama administration misrepresented the facts in selling Obamacare. He said, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And those turned out to be entirely false. He said families would save $2,500 per family. Most of the people signing up for Obamacare are seeing their premiums go way up. The deductibles are way up. These are some of the other factors that lead me to my decision.
Ms. Jim Moore, certified public accountant in Denver, Colorado, who's not enrolling in the Affordable Care Act. He's willing to pay the fee because he does not believe the government should require him to buy insurance.
Okay. Jim, thanks. All right. You see how she attacked him?
Yep.
Okay, first of all, like, she would say not. Like, that was the one that she, like, not. And then she was saying she was attacking him because of his faith, because of his philosophy. She also, apparently, not only anti-Christian, she also is apparently some type of conceit into the future and says that you're going to need it in the future, like threatening him, sort of, right? Yeah. And then the guy made a good point that, A, it's a job killer. We know how many jobs are lost for this, probably millions of jobs. Also, Obama lied, and this guy was not able to keep his plan that he didn't have before, okay, because he didn't have a plan before, and now he has to have a plan, so he wasn't able to keep the plan that was no plan, which is a lie. So that's lie
He's
number
one. He's trying
to
keep his annual ER visits.
Time,
that's his plan.
And every time he goes into the ER, he probably doesn't get to choose his doctor. Another lie. So lie, lie, lie. But, of course, he gets reamed on the liberal NPR because he's Christian.
And a small businessman, don't forget. And I just want to say, I mean, what an articulate guy, first of all.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just under that withering attack of
he's
socialism.
National hero. And, okay, then this is unbelievable. Here's Stuart Varney talking to Tim Graham, who is the Newsbusters chief, and talking about how all of a sudden, all we hear is so many people signed up for this. We don't hear any of the horror stories, right, in the media, because there's a total liberal bias media blackout. Play this audio.
Today is the deadline, and we can expect to hear a lot of cheerleading from the administration about reaching the goal, 7 million, in the next couple of days. What you will not hear is the mainstream media telling those Obamacare horror stories. Tim Graham from the Media Research Center joins us now. Give me a horror story that you know that is true and that we've not seen reported in the establishment media. Go.
Well, the one I like the best, actually, they did do a story on CBS because it's a four-year-old girl. Now, they put this on a Saturday night, so, you know, the lowest-rated night of the week, but it's the only one we've had on ABC, CBS, or NBC in the last 3 months. Basically, a four-year-old girl who was denied care because the plan didn't match with Obamacare, and the doctor comes out in and tells them, you know, this is happening a lot. There's a lot of denial of care. This is obviously something that we should have all understood, because obviously Medicare does a lot of denying of care. This is the sort of thing that the mainstream media didn't take seriously in 2010.
So there you have it. I mean, that is proof positive. There's a total blackout except for Saturday night on CBS about the literally tens of thousands of four-year-olds who are being denied care because they don't have the proper insurance, so they can't get care. So there you have it. This is a, and then here's the coup de grace, and that is Kathleen, Health and Human Services czar, Kathleen Sebelius goes on local news, and listen to this. She's so afraid, she won't even respond. This is unbelievable. This is the smoking gun. This is the whole thing where you see basically where Benghazi, Fast and Furious, and Husseinacare come together. Watch this. Listen to what Kathleen Sebelius does not say.
At last check, 64% of Oklahomans aren't buying into the health care plan. They don't like Obamacare, and they've been pretty vocal about it. Now, that's going to be still continue to be a tough sell, but we'll see how that plays out over the coming months. All right, Secretary Sebelius, thank you so much for being with us this morning. I think we've probably lost sound here or something.
I can hear you, okay. Thanks for having me.
Bingo! Boom!
There you go.
Boom! Boom!
Boom!
There you go. She couldn't even respond to anything there. So, unbelievable.
That's what happens, you see, when the liberal elite on in their Harvard Yard, Washington, D.C. Muslim Brotherhood parties, and somebody says something real to them, And they say people don't like Obamacare or whatever.
Yeah, well, President Obama.
And what has she got? These are the smart people. These are the elite. They're the best. Right. They're better than you and me.
Yeah.
So better than you and me.
You can ask me a question. I just don't have to answer. I'm going to pretend like there was some type of sound problem because I'm on remote, which never happens anyway.
Maybe global warming is doing it.
That's just, or maybe it was global. Hey, Doc, don't put the soda near that board because it could, you could pour it on there by mistake.
Don't call me that. I said, don't call me that.
Wait, he's don't
do it. He's doing it on purpose.
Don't do that. And of course, that was the dean of the Harvard Medical School telling us about the Obamacare enrollments for...
And the stem cell research inequality link hasn't... I thought that was fascinating.
That was a fascinating way that he tied that in. Yeah. All right, folks.
The board's clean now. I cleaned up the board now. We're all good.
Okay. Well, so we'll just... If we had any distortion, we'll just cut that out in the edit. Folks... That is our program today. We're going to head into the fun half of the show. If you want to support this program, becoming a member today.
Michael, you don't want to argue why that distortion is best for members?
Oh yeah. I don't.
Yes,
I think the I think the whole it gives a sense of what's happening to the soundboard.
Right.
What
okay.
Matt's doing behind the
yeah,
scenes.
Michael will cut that out if there's any problems with that. Folks, you can support this program by becoming a member today at majority.fm. You can also, if you buy junk through Amazon, buy it through our link at majorityreportkickback.com, justcoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. The number 646-257-3920, 646-257-3920 is the number. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be in the funner half. Oh, it's April Fool's Day. Who
almost
knows
forgot.
What could happen? Yeah,
almost forgot.
Totally.
For April Fools, we'll actually have a fun half.
That's right. You can eye on me at Majority FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
Say it's an apple pie.